keep it 100 every day.
Shot. Need the facts and stats. Who do you call? Bringing the fire, bringing the heat, we bring it to y'all. Calling for Frank, you calling for D, you calling for ball. Call for them all. Look how they ball, documented, proving the score. No matter the topic of conversation, call up. You gotta be patient. The love is embracing. Don't deal with the hate. Don't know what you facing. Every Monday, 11 to 1, we'll be there if you patiently waiting.
Bring the heat, bring the heat, bring the fire,
bring the fire.
Keep it 100 every day.
What's going on, good people? What's going on? What's going on? What it do? What it do? What it do? You know what it is. It's Monday afternoon, 4 p.m. You know what goes down. It's your boy, Sports Rap CEO, live coming at you. You know where I am. I tell y'all all the time, but y'all know. I'm sure y'all know. Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page on Facebook. Also live on Instagram at Sports Rap CEO. Also, the mobile app is up, so if you out enjoying some of this nice day on Apple and on the Google Play Store, just search Heat 100 Radio online, and you can get us there. Or you can check the bio on IG and the description, the group description on FB, and get the other link if you're at home and you got your laptop or whatever, you still at work, you want to check in. So plenty of ways that you can tune in, all right? So you know what it is, it's Monday. And we got to do our due diligence, of course. We got some sports scores from Sunday, all right? We're going to talk a little NBA. Playoffs are here. Yesterday was the final day of the regular season, game 82. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about some playoff scenarios. Definitely going to talk about my guys, the Sixers. If we have enough time, we're going to get to one more mock draft because the Eagles, it's coming. Draft is coming in about a week or so. And then we also got the WNBA draft tonight. So we might even touch a little bit on that. We also going to touch a little bit on the Allen Iverson statue. The issue that people are having with the statue. I have a different viewpoint on it. I mean, I understand where people are with that. But I just have a different viewpoint on it. A little different angle. So just stay tuned for that. So let's get it cracking. Let's do what we do. NBA scores yesterday. Actually, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go NHL first since I'm going to start off with the NBA playoffs here right on top of my head. So I'm going to kick them for last. So we had the NHL games yesterday. The Kraken and the Blues. The Blues take that 4-1. The Golden Knights in overtime outlast the Avalanche 4-3. The Hurricanes get by the Blackhawks 4-2. And in a close one, the Flames at home beat the Coyotes 6-5. In the UFL, the Roughnecks and the Panthers. The Panthers take that 34-20. And the Battlehawks get by the Brahmas 31-24. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Brewers and the Orioles. The Orioles take that 6-4. In a close one, the Angels and the Red Sox. The Red Sox take that 5-4. The Phillies get bombed by the Pirates 9-2. The Rockies get blanked by the Blue Jays 5-0. In extra innings, the Guardians get by the Yankees 8-7. The Mets get by the Royals 2-1. Twins and the Tigers. Tigers take that 4-3. Braves 9, Marlins 7. Giants get beat by the Rays 9-4. The Rangers fall to the Astros 8-5, Reds 11, the White Sox 4. Nationals fall to the A's in a close one 7-6. The Diamondbacks blank the Cardinals 5-0. Mariners fall to the Cubs 3-2. And in the nightcap, the Padres get by the Dodgers 6-3. In the NBA, Wizards and the Celtics. Celtics take that by 10, 132-122. The Hornets get by the Cavs, 120-110. And I got an interesting story. If I get to it today, I'm going to talk a little bit about it. It's a weird thing that they just put out that I saw earlier today about something that the Cavs might have done for jockeying for a position that might come to backfire on them, might come and bite them in the you-know-what. So we'll probably, if we have enough time, we'll get to that as well. The Raptors and the Heat take that 118-103. The Pacers destroy the Atlanta Hawks. I'm not making this up. I don't know if you've seen the score or not, but I'm giving it to you. I know a lot of you wait for me to give you your scores on Mondays. But Pacers and the Hawks. Pacers take this game 157-115. Bulls and the Knicks in overtime. The Knicks hold on, take that 121-119. Magic 113, Bucks 88. Bucks are reeling right now. I don't know what's going on with them. It's little slight rumors that if they don't make it in a deep playoff run, that there might be some movement on the horizon. Might be some moving on the horizon, but we'll stay tuned and keep you abreast on what's going on with that situation, as much information as I get. The Nets and the Sixers holding on to take that 107-86 without the big fella. The Lakers beat the Pelicans 124-108. The Jazz fall to the Warriors 123-116. The Rockets get by the Clippers 116-105. The Suns beat the Timberwolves 125-106. The Blazers fall to the Kings 121-82. The Pistons fall to the Spurs 123-95. Thunder and the Mavs. The Mavs fall 135-86. And the Nuggets get by the Grizzlies 126-111. Those are your Sunday scores, good people. And there we are. Some news and updates real quick. Of course, you know, all know the passing. Two greats. The passing of O.J. Simpson over the weekend. So RIP to O.J. Respects and condolences out to his family. Also the passing of Kathy Drysdale. So again, shout outs to her. Not shout outs, but condolences to her family in her passing. Scottie Scheffler beats Ludwig Åberg by 4 strokes to win the Masters. The Pistons are allegedly, possibly looking at firing Monty Williams. Braves pitcher Spencer Strider is out for the season with elbow surgery. Ex-Kentucky swimmers are suing. They accused their former coach of rape. Steelers legend Hines Ward is named wide receiver coach of Arizona State. Sixers could have moved up to sixth place in the standings, but now we sit at 7, and we'll talk about that in a minute. The Masters increased their purse to $20 million, with $3.6 going to the winner. MLB fans call for the dismissal of Angel Hernandez's job after another truly horrific game. So if you don't know about this gentleman, this guy, he was in the forefront of Major League Baseball, so to speak, last season due to some horrific calls in a lot of games. And some of those games were key games. Some of those horrific calls were in key moments. So they're asking for his job now. And Raptors forward Jontay Porter could be facing a permanent ban due to betting irregularities. So that is your news and your updates for April 15th, 2024. So again, we are now into the NBA playoffs. And of course, we know now we have a play-in. So just to give you a refresher, if you will, on how this is going to go. Now in the NBA playoffs, 10 teams get in, okay? Teams 1 through 6 are in. Wherever you finish the end of the season, 1 through 6, if that's where you are, you're locked in. All right? Four teams, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in each conference will play each other for the last two spots in each conference. All right? So the way it goes, 7 and 8 play each other, with the winner of 7 and 8 getting the number 7 seed. Okay? You got that? The winner of 7-8 get the number 7 seed. The loser of that game, the loser of the 7-8 game, awaits the winner of the 9-10 game. And they will play for the 8th spot. So if you're on 9-10 and you lose that 9-10 game, you're done. Okay? Again, 7 plays 8 for seed number 7. The loser of 7-8 awaits the winner of 9-10 to play for the 8th spot in each conference. All right? So that's how that's going to play. So right now, how it looks in the Eastern Conference, you're 7-8, Sixers and Miami Heat. You're 9-10 are the Bulls and the Hawks. In the West, Lakers, Pelicans are 8-7. So it's Pelicans, Lakers 7-8, 9-10, Kings, Warriors. So the West is set to start tomorrow. And East is set Wednesday. Sixers play here Wednesday at the Wells Fargo Center. So, the chances of the Sixers making some noise in the playoffs is very, very prominent right now. They are riding into this playoffs play-in tournament on an 8-game win streak. They have a getting healthy Joel Embiid, but in the games that he played since he's been back, he showed you where he is. And if that's any inclination of where the team is now, it's all good. Because if that's the case, then we can only expect him to get a touch better as we progress on. So, there are a lot of speculations about the matchups with the Miami Heat. A lot of media members are talking big about the Philadelphia 76ers right now. I've also been talking to coworkers and friends and other people, and I've been telling people that right now, since Joel Embiid has been back, and what I saw the team do while he was out, and especially since he is now back, I don't think that there's a lot of teams that will want to play us. It happened the way it is. And you know, Kendrick Perkins put it out there, and I'll put it out there again just for purposes of a point to be made. When you look at the standings right now, you know, I said in my updates, Milwaukee is reeling. There's a chance that they will be without Giannis. The Knicks somehow jumped up and surpassed them and got the number 2 seed. So all that to say, where the Sixers are falling down to the number 7 seed, if Joel Embiid does not miss a month, you could conceivably, and doing what he was doing before the injury, and then the way that the team picked up the way it did, you could conceivably see a flip-flop in the Knicks and the Sixers, and the Sixers being in that 2 seed and the Knicks being 7 seed or somewhere else lower than 2-3. So it proves and it shows how important a piece to this team Joel Embiid is. But the group that's here now on this roster, they've shown a lot of toughness. They've shown a lot of grittiness. They seem to not lose so much of a beat when Joel came back. Because, you know, a lot of times you have that star player coming back from injury, and teams may have picked up with the players that they had, the role players and new additions and all that kind of jazz or whatever. And you kind of like think in layman's terms, you kind of think like, yo, let's slow walk him in, ease him back in, let them get a rhythm, a couple games with him. But it didn't feel like that this go around with this team. It's like he came back, they knew Joel was going to be the focus to see where he was, and we just played along with that, and they continued to play off of him, and he still in few games did what he was doing before the injury. So Sixers, like I said, have a lot going for them, rolling in the right direction, rolling in their favor. Again, like I said, riding in the playoffs on an 8-game win streak. You got your big fella back who's seemingly getting healthier as he plays. He's already stated, and he stated before with other injuries, that, you know, he just loves the game so much that he wants to play. The additions, Kelly Oubre, you see it. The other one that quietly has carved a space into Philadelphia fans' hearts is Nick Batum. And there's a lot of questions, a lot of projections that he and his family wants to remain on the West Coast. So he may look to go back to the West Coast after the season is over. But we've been talking and I've been talking to a lot of people. And what we've all been saying is, you know, Tobias Harris's contract is up. We have some money to spend in the off season. We can attract some people, especially with the way that they're playing now. I feel like they can attract some players. Of course, we have to re-sign Maxi first. And Maxi's eligible for a 5-year, $245 million deal. He should get that with no question. And the Sixers have $40-50 million, close to $60 million in cap space to spend. You can pay Kelly Oubre some money. And you can bring in some other pieces, maybe even some of these guys that you have right now that are on expiring contracts that you could bring back. And another thing I would like to see, although he has put out there that he wants to retire as a Toronto Raptor, but that can be done like they do the one-day contract, so you sign and retire, things of that nature and all that. If the way he fit in, his veteran leadership, his basketball IQ, his moxie, his toughness, his grit as well, Kyle Lowry, if you can convince him or try to convince him to come back for another season, depending on how you go in the playoffs, it could be possible, you know. But if not, you know, you could look at him in another facet, because he's done some great things in the short times that he's been here. And I don't mean just, and I mean as far as where the team has progressed. Like I was saying a couple weeks ago, he makes Mo Bamba look better. Mo Bamba, or I could say Mo Bamba plays better with him. So there are pieces and there are things that can be done and can be had. You know, again, there's the rumor and the heavy rumors that they're going to be interested in looking at Paul George, contingent on what happens with their situation out there in LA. But right now, looking at the playoffs going in and with Miami having to come in here, and Miami not playing great basketball as of late, and the Sixers, again, with this momentum, this 8-game win streak, riding it in, and you're playing at home in your own backyard, I think they'll be up for this game. I think the Sixers will end this game and play this one and get the 7th seed. And in that, they would get the New York Knickerbockers in the first round of the playoffs. Okay. Prime time in the Garden. With a healthy Embiid, we can get them in 6 or 7. I like them in a 7-game series, just because it's a 7-game series. I like us in a 7-game series against the Knicks with a healthy Embiid. I mean, hell, excuse me, Mo, but hell, I like what I see in Embiid right now against the Knicks in a 7-game series right now. So we'll see. The West is a bit crazy. Some of those matchups there are some strong matchups. Timberwolves and the Suns should be some good basketball. Clippers and the Mavs, for some strange reason, I think this is like the third time in 5 years that these two teams have met in the first round. For some reason, feel like the Mavs just have their number in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens. On the East, the Bucks and the Pacers. I mean, should be a good matchup. They've still got Dame, but how healthy will Giannis be, if Giannis will even play? 4 or 5 Cavs and the Magic. This is one of the things that I also talked about. I saw the article. And the Cavs were allegedly playing some things, throwing some games allegedly to end up with a certain position in the NBA playoffs. And what they're saying now is that position might come back and haunt them and bite them. They said at one point it was possible for them to make it up as high as number 2 in the East. But then they had some losses. They lost to the Hornets. They lost to a couple other people. And, you know, it arguably makes sense for them to tank the last quarter of the season to avoid. It's like to avoid Philadelphia or Miami. And to avoid the Pacers makes less sense. So it's like they were trying to avoid having to play Philadelphia or Miami early in the playoffs, which I guess they felt that they weren't too confident in their chances against either one of those teams. Again, I feel like this season is a rough one. Again, you know, we made it into the playoffs. We're in the play-in now for the first time. But it was just rough because of the way it went. We had so much promise, so many great things going on with Joel Embiid from the beginning of the season and what he was doing up until that injury. But again, you know, people thought the season would be over, and then how would the guys hold up? And guys held up pretty damn well. Even when we tossed Maxey for a couple games, guys held up. You know, Nick Batum's in and out the lineup a little bit. Earlier in the season, we lost Kelly Oubre for a little bit. But as the season progressed, and even more so in that stretch of time when Joel Embiid was not with us, the guys stepped up. You had what I always tell you, the inconsistencies with Tobias Harris, and then he was out for a couple games, and again, guys stepped up. But this team, again, showed me the fight. They showed me the grit. They showed me the moxie that they have. And I trust, you know, I think they are right now the way that they're playing, and a lot of people see it. I think they're a scary match. I think they're going to be a tough out. And I think they may even have a little chip on their shoulder as far as being in a play-in tournament. Because I'm thinking and I'm feeling like they also know how things could have been very different if Joel Embiid doesn't get hurt. And I know we can't backtrack it. It is what it is. But again, he's back now. So all we do is we start where we are and we move forward. We progress. We move forward. And moving forward, I like our chances against Miami in the play-in to get that 7th seed. And again, I like us against the Knicks in the 7-game series with Joel Embiid especially. I think De'Anthony Melton will be back for the playoffs too, so that will help also. I don't know about Robert Covington, but the signing of a standard contract for Ricky Council Jr. was a great idea. I think it was kind of like the right time as well, so he can play in the playoffs. And he also brings the grit and the toughness. So, listen, they're a team that, like I said, a lot of people don't want to see right now. They put some fear in some people right now. With Milwaukee where it is, and the Knicks where they are, and I give the Knicks credit. You know, they had a hell of a season. I also noticed in yesterday's game, in an overtime game, and this is just a basketball thing. It's no shunning what they've done and how they've played or whatever, but just me having my basketball hat on with my basketball IQ. The game for three of those players on that team, it is very easy because they've played a lot of basketball together. And I'm speaking of the three Villanova guys, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo. Game is easy for them when they're all on the court together because they've played, like I said, they've played a lot of basketball together. All right, so that makes it easy for them. But where I think the Sixers get them is with some of our size, and especially the big fella. I mean, Isaiah Hartenstein, a lot of big energy guy, but those types of guys in the playoffs, when the game gets slowed down a little bit, tend to get in foul trouble a lot. The other center they had, I think it was Mitchell Wiggins or whatever his name is, something Mitchell, whatever. Again, not deft enough to really, really guard Embiid. And like I said, with the emergence of Maxey, the way Kelly Oubre is playing, I think we can go at the Knicks. Yeah, I think again, I really feel like we can beat the Knicks. The Knicks don't scare me. But I know there are some concerns. I'm pretty sure there are concerns, some concerns from the opposite way about the Knicks playing the Sixers right now. So we'll see. The West, I give a lot of credit to the Thunder for ending up with that number one seed. But I don't know how far they can go because of their youth and them being in a position that they've never been in before right now. You cannot sleep on the defending champion Denver Nuggets. And you also cannot sleep on the Lakers and the Warriors. You know, can't sleep on those teams. You know, the Timberwolves also, I have some questions again because unfamiliar territory for them. The Suns could arguably be a little confused in how that they are really and truly going to make that work with what they have there. The Clippers also, is this going to be our last hurrah together? What's going on here? How are we going to move forward if we do A, or how are we going to move forward if we do B? So there's some questions. Again, like I mentioned, I feel like the Mavs have their number when it comes to the playoffs, playing them three times out of the last five years. So we'll see how, you know, NBA playoffs plays out. Again, they're going to be exciting. I think they're going to be some really good games. Again, like I said, just watch out for the Sixers, man, because again, you cannot give a team that has the amount of talent that they have this type of momentum, and then you have players that can come out and just dominate and take games over. Again, you know that in Joel Embiid. You've seen moments where Kelly Oubre can have stretches of games where he can literally take over a game in stretches. You can see, you've seen the same thing in Tyrese Maxey. Nick Batum is just that always ready, even-keeled, high IQ veteran that's going to always make the right plays, going to always definitely try to make the right plays. And then he's extended it on the defensive end, as well as Kelly Oubre for us now, playing a lot more defense than we have been used to seeing him when he was not playing for us. And I forgot the addition of Buddy Hield, who again yesterday made some huge shots. In a few games without Joel Embiid, in a few games since Joel Embiid has been back, hit some big shots for us, which is what we brought him here for. So you look at this roster now, and now you see that they can start Buddy and not start Oubre, so you got scoring coming off the bench. But Nick Nurse, I think, is still putting it together, and I think he's found a little bit of a rotation that he likes. But, you know, the thing that we have now that we haven't had a lot in the past couple years is, again, that definite scoring coming off the bench. I mean, Campaign even has played well for us. Again, when DeAnthony Melton is basically healthy, but when he can get on the court consistently forcing the playoffs, that's going to be another addition with his defense and his shooting. If we can get Robert Covington on the court, more shooting, more defense. So we're in the right direction, you know, albeit we had to go through a trade and we recouped a lot of expiring contracts. But again, these are things that can be worked out in the offseason. We have the ability to do it now. As in past years, it was like guys got here and saw how things were going, and it's like, oh, I don't know, and you got to overpay somebody, and you got to piece it together, and whatever. So things are different now, like I say, and I believe in what we have. I believe in this roster. Again, like I said, a lot of holes that we had in the past are somewhat filled now. I won't say they're full because, again, we still have to finish out the season, and we have to see what happens next. But things are definitely, from my opinion, looking good moving forward. Definitely looking good moving forward. So with that being said, folks, I'm going to move along. And, of course, we know the NFL draft is approaching as well. And matter of fact, I'm not going to go NFL draft yet. I'm going to stay NBA. I'm going to stay Sixers for a minute. And where I'm going next, and I want to talk about the, like I said, I'm going to talk about the Allen Iverson statue presentation the other day. And following the presentation, social media was somewhat in a hissy fit, in a tizzy. And there were all references to Allen Iverson should have a bigger statue. Why is this statue so small? People were even saying, oh, it's not a statue, it's a trophy. Why didn't he get a statue in front of the Wells Fargo Center? And all these reasons as to why didn't this, why didn't that. A lot of those people, I'm going to guess, have never been over to the practice facility. Before AI statue was put up, there are Sixers legends on that Legends Walk, and they call it Legends Walk for a reason. So I feel like he's properly represented. And one of the things that I'm getting at, or the main point I'm getting at with that, is people, all of the trophies that are over there, or all of the statues that are there. See, y'all even got me tripped up calling this trophy now. All of the statues that are there, they're all the same size. So Legends Walk, as they call it, you have the likes of Billy Cunningham, Wilt Chamberlain, Mo Cheeks, Bobby Jones, Julius Erving, Moses Malone, Charles Barkley, and now Allen Iverson. So, that being said, take a ride across the bridge. Go over there and check out the Legends Walk in front of the Philadelphia Sixers practice facility. All those statues are the same size. And folks, I get it. I get the love and the admiration that the city in this area had for Bubba Chuck. Unprecedented, if you will. I am included in that. But I understood and I understand. I've been over there. I've seen the statue. They're all pretty much, they're all the same size. Not pretty much. They're all the same size. And for the people who say he should have a statue in front of the Wells Fargo Center, I mean, you have a somewhat argument there. But in that argument, you will open the door for people to say, well, what about Wilt? What about Dr. J? Then you may have some people that can go further back. If you've ever been in the court, in the building, you saw the jerseys. People that can go further back. Dolph Shays. Hal Greer. So, I asked you, how do you pick? So I think what the Sixers did was, I think they kind of cut their losses and made it an attempt to elevate everyone, or as many as they can, and they put those statues there under the practice facility, which I think is actually kind of cool. And I get the other point people could argue and say, oh, well, it's at the practice facility. Who's going to go over there? The fans aren't going to see that. It's only that's the team and the organization and front office and all of that jazz. I get it. But in that, and they properly named it the Legends Walk, what that does is that is a boost. That is an assist for the organization. So when you bring new people into the organization, when you bring new players in, you have these legends that if they're true basketball fans or basketball players and want to be in this realm of basketball, NBA, you'll be somewhat in awe of some of these statues that you're like this close in, and you get to realize that I'm about to walk into a building where some of these guys have played. I'm about to possibly put on the same uniform that some of these great Hall of Famers have worn. It means something. It does something to you when you get that feeling, when you see that. And a lot of people, a lot of fans, they arguably have not played the game, have not been around the game as some of us other folks have, don't truly understand. So, of course, their natural instinct. And like I said, I'm not upset about it. I just had to get my own opinions out and my own thoughts out about the situation. So, again, I understand where they are with the situation. Oh, AI should have had a big statue and it's a trophy and it. Yeah, but it's on Legends Walk. And we all know AI is a legend, Hall of Famer. Jerseys hanging in the building. And again, all the jerseys hanging in the... There we go. You know, all the jerseys or the banners that hang for the retired jerseys, all of those are the same size. Nobody talked about any of that. You got Hall of Famers up there. But again, they're all the same size. The banners, they're all the same size. So now we have the statues in front of the practice facility on Legends Walk that are all the same size. And now people say AI should have been bigger. But again, I don't disagree. I get it. I understand where they are with it. But I also understand the concept. And all of those statues are the same size. I get it. Again, like I said, it may take some people to physically get over there and see it to understand it a little bit better or understand it a little differently. But that still may not get them because people are who they are. Adults are who they are. Fans are who they are. And a lot of fans, you just can't change. You cannot, I don't want to say convince, but you cannot, for lack of a better word, you can't convince them to see another side of an issue, another side of the picture. They're going to see their pick. They're going to see their side, and they're not really going to care too much about another side or your side if it's you and that person, particularly talking or debating about the same situation. So, again, I get it, like I said. But if you haven't been over there, like I said, it's right across the bridge. You know, take a ride over there, go check it out, and I think you'll get a little better understanding of why it is the size that it is, and why Legends Walk is what it is. And why it's there and not down in South Philly. Again, that is the Sixers practice facility in the Wells Fargo Center where the games are played. You have Flyers, and you probably gonna have to fill up your soul when they start back up again. And you got the Wings. And okay, so there's other stuff, other teams that play in there that's their home. So, you know, this is a Sixers thing. And again, like I said, you look at the banners hung with the retired jerseys. All those banners are the same size. And nobody say, oh, this one's smaller than the other one. And why the banner is so small? It could be bigger. And then, so, but like I said, I get it. You know, it is what it is. I just had to bring my point of view to you all and let you know how I felt about the situation. So, the Eagles, and real quick before I forget, the Eagles, if you have not seen already, have extended Devontae Smith, 3 years, $75 million with $51 million guaranteed. Good job, Eagles. Way to go, Eagles, insuring that guy up. All right. So tonight, WNBA draft. Indiana Fever are all the chatter. Projected to take, of course, Caitlin Clark with the first pick in this year's draft. Camila Cardoso, projected to go third. Angel Reese projected to go as low as 8th. That's even behind Rekia Jackson from Tennessee, Aaliyah Edwards from UConn, and a player from Australia. Cameron Brink expected to go number 2. And if you don't know who Cameron Brink is, for people, she is the one young lady in the New Balance commercial that has Tyrese Maxey, Jamal Murray, a few other people, Kawhi Leonard, a few other people in that commercial. But she is the one female in that commercial. So we'll see what happens with the WNBA draft. Again, like I said, I will probably have some updates for you tomorrow on that. But Caitlin Clark is projected to go first in the WNBA draft. And again, I bring back to you what happened, what transpired in the championship game. And in the comments from Diana Taurasi, I think they were in the Final Four round, where she just mentioned that, you know, it's great you're doing this. And this is all because of the hype and what we had around Caitlin Clark. And she basically just said, you know, now it's great when you're playing against 18, 19-year-old girls. But now you're getting ready to take that step to the WNBA. You're playing against grown women who are playing for their livelihood. So it's a different story. And basically what the media has done in a small way or in a way to Caitlin Clark, unbeknownst or beknownst, if you will, they basically put that target on her back. Because they wrote the story, but it didn't end. Like I said, it didn't end the way they hoped it would end, or didn't end the way they wanted it to end. So she's going to move on. So now, as she goes into the WNBA, there are ladies there that are going to go at her because of everything that they pegged her to be. And what I said last week was that the accolades that she got at the level that she has gotten them, It's a gift and a curse. And we'll see how it plays out when she does get drafted and begin play in the WNBA. And again, you know, I think with some of the ladies coming in, like I said, the Angel Reese, the Caitlin Clark, Cameron Brink, the young lady from UConn, Aaliyah Edwards, and Rekia Jackson from Tennessee, I think these ladies will give a little boost. Although I also feel like the WNBA is not heavily marketed properly as it should be. I don't know what can be done. I guess you could argue and say that the NBA could lend a helping hand because of what they do and how they broadcast and promote their business and their entity. It can help their little sister out a little bit. And get behind them and possibly help them boost their ratings and better market that product, because it's getting better. You can see it from the college level, where the women's game is increasing in fan base and fanship. So, you know, something to happen, I'm sure. And again, you know, I'm open for suggestions. So if anybody got suggestions, you know, Sports Rap Podcast LLC at Sports Rap CEO. DM, message, whatever. Email me, sportsrap@yahoo.com. Let me know what you think, and we can talk to some people if we can get to some people and talk and try and work some things out. So, that being said, folks, NFL draft is coming up as well. The Eagles are looking pretty good right now. I'm looking at this last mock draft that I pulled, and some of the names are the same. Again, arguably, they're going to have to do something about James Bradbury at some point. So their first pick, they're talking first round, is pick like 22. Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback from Alabama. Also, moving to the second round, more offensive line help, offensive tackle from Oklahoma, Tyler Guyton. Number 53, also shoring up some more of that back end of that secondary, safety from Georgia, the Javon Bullard. Another offensive lineman, Michigan's Zach Zinter. A linebacker from Penn State, Curtis Jacobs. Fifth round defensive tackle from Clemson, Tyler Davis. Sixth, wide receiver, Southeast Missouri State, Ryan Flournoy. So, the Eagles made some moves, and they brought some players back, and they had some players retire. But they had replacements for those players that retired, I believe. And Cam Dickerson. I forget his name. Cam Jurgens, I think it is. Whatever. But we know who he is. He's going to replace Lane at center. And we got Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter in the middle of that defensive line to help out Brandon Graham. And then they pick up Huff from the Jets, although they had to lose, or they traded Hassan Reddick. Hated to see him go, but, you know, you pull in a guy like Bryce Huff, and you kind of, like, feel like, okay, we kind of replaced what we had, and you bring back C.J. Johnson-Gardner to help out in that secondary. And but, again, I still think they're going to work on doing something, looking early for a replacement for James Bradbury. Unless he makes a hell of a turnaround this season, we don't know. And it's possible that they could be looking for his replacement. Got one person tuned in on Facebook. Let me know who you are so I can give you your proper acknowledgement. I can see the one person, but I don't know who you are. So give me a shout out. Let me know who you are, who you is, who you be. All right. So we talked about the AI statue. We talked about the Sixers. We talked about the NBA playoffs. We also talked about the WNBA and their approaching draft. And we talked some Eagles. And my guy, Coach Rob, always tuned in. Appreciate you, good brother. So, we are pretty much where we want to be as far as Philadelphia sports fan. Phillies have begun the baseball season. They're not doing great right now, but we know things will pick up. It's very early in the season. It's a long season. The Sixers are looking really good, albeit we're in the play-in tournament, but they're looking very, very good going into that, giving us some high hopes, giving us some confidence. And again, for me, like I said, I love what I'm seeing, and I like our chances against Miami Wednesday night, and I also like our chances against the Knicks in the 7-game series. That's just what it is. The Eagles have made some moves, and we're looking forward to the draft to look into another promising season for them to possibly get back to a resemblance of the status we saw in the Super Bowl year. And we got the nice weather coming. So it's a great Monday. Really great Monday. I hope you all enjoyed your Monday. And I know you saw my post. I told you all to make sure you were tuned in today, because I have an announcement. I have some tickets to give away. And it's possible. It is possible now that you could win some tickets. I don't know if I have any AZ fans. AZ is coming to the City Winery May 1st. You know what we do here at Heat 100 Radio. We keep it 100. We always give you access with tickets to the hottest shows in the area. And coming up, again, like I said, May 1st, AZ. If you're an AZ fan, you need to stay tuned right now, because I'm going to give you something to give you an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see AZ and hang out with your boy at the concert that night. So, AZ, of course, came out with Nas. He was on the Stillmatic song, Life's a Bitch. He was the only guest on that album, on Illmatic. I'm sorry, I said still on Illmatic. So, good vibes. If you haven't been to the City Winery, it is it's intimate. It is a nice little spot. I think if you win these tickets, I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll want to go back and see. I've been there a couple times for a couple different things. And I feel like I said, once you get in there and you enjoy a show in that setting, you'll enjoy it and you'll want to get back. So, as I was talking, and I'm going to do my best to get this audio up and get this video up on YouTube later today, tonight as well. So, we've got some time, all right? But it's live on Facebook, and once I finish, it's going to be up. You'll be able to see it on Instagram as well. I discussed the AI statue situation, right? I did. We talked about it. So, I am not going to make this easy for you. All right. So, in the presentation for the AI trophy, there were a lot of his former teammates there. A lot of his former coach, Larry Brown, former general manager or part owner or whatever, vice president, Pat Croce, family, friends, and all of that nature. So, where I'm going with this is, because it was AI, I've got a question to ask. So, I have to think how I'm going to give these tickets away. I don't know if I'm going to give out just the pair, or if I'm going to give these tickets out on an individual basis. But, let's see. So I have a ticket. I have to be there. So you guys are going to hang out and meet and greet with me and hang out with me at City Winery if you win these tickets. So I have two tickets. Let's say I've got two tickets, definitely. All right. What I want to know, and the way I'm going to present this, is you have to message me. Okay, and I'm going to post it on all of my social media sites, and I'll give you all my sites when I'm done. You have to message me and give me your answer to this question, and I will DM you back if you are correct. All right, so because we talked AI and we talked the statue, what I want to know is, I need to know the starting five for Philadelphia 76ers 2000-2001 game three of the NBA finals that year, which was here in Philadelphia. I need to know the starting five for that. All right, put that up first. And again, like I said, it's May 1st, so we've got some time. I will hold the other ticket, and I have another question for the other ticket. But right now, for a ticket to see AZ, hang out with your boy. All right. The starting five on the 2000-2001 Sixers team that made the NBA Finals. But I need the starting five in game three that was played here in Philadelphia. You can message me on Facebook. Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page there. On Instagram, I'm going to go Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. All right. But I'm going to keep my winners to Facebook or Instagram, because I don't know about, I'm not going to do TikTok because I could get somebody that I don't really know and whatever. So I'm going to keep it. I know more people that follow me on Instagram and Facebook. So message me on Facebook. Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page there. Or message Instagram at Sports Rap CEO. One more time. Starting five for Philadelphia 76ers 2000-2001 NBA Finals team. Starting five for game three that was played here in Philadelphia. That's what I need from you all for your chance to win a ticket to see AZ and hang out with your boy. Folks, thank you all for tuning in. As always, I definitely appreciate the support. I know a lot of you are tuned in, and a lot of you are probably out enjoying this beautiful day out. Again, and like I mentioned to you earlier, if you have not downloaded it yet, available now on Apple iOS and the Apple Play in the Apple Store. Heat 100 Radio Online, the mobile app is up. Also available on the Google Play Store for you people that have Androids. All right. Again, the mobile app is up on iOS, Apple, and on Android in the Google Play Store. You can also, in my description on the group page, Facebook, Sports Rap Podcast LLC, you can get the link if you're at your home and you want to listen on your computer or whatever. And you can also get it in the description, in the bio on Instagram at Sports Rap CEO. Games tonight. Again, tonight, 7:30 p.m. on ESPN streaming the WNBA draft. In the NHL, Canadiens, Red Wings, Islanders, Devils, Predators, Penguins, Sabres, Lightning, Bruins, Capitals, Senators, Rangers, Sharks, Oilers, Wild, and the Kings. In Major League Baseball, the Guardians and the Red Sox, the Twins and the Orioles, Rangers and the Tigers, the Rockies are in town to face off against the Phils, the Giants and the Marlins, the Angels and the Rays, the Yankees and the Blue Jays, the Pirates and the Mets, the Royals, White Sox, Padres, Brewers, Braves, Astros, Cubs, D-backs, Cardinals, A's, Reds, Mariners, Nationals, Dodgers. So, folks, again, good luck in trying to win a ticket or tickets. Be great on purpose, as always. Weather is changing. It's going to be another nice day tomorrow, so get out and enjoy it if you can. If you still got some time today, which I'm sure you do, you're probably getting off work, take your time getting home. Enjoy the breeze. Enjoy the air. Enjoy the sun. As you know, as always, I will talk to you all week on social media, right back here next Monday in studio. Again, thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate you. Talk to y'all soon. Peace.